Nope. Nope. La la la. How about that? Boom. That does it, right? No, you want a little more? No. Okay. Hey, thanks. Thank you guys for coming, and I know people will be streaming in, but I definitely want to be sensitive to everybody's time on a Saturday, and we've got a few things we want to cover here, but definitely welcome everyone, and I, on behalf of the elders and the staff, I'm really glad that we could come together this morning. Our goal is to give this day and your time value, encouragement, and direction. And actually some things to ponder as you get God's insight. You know, as Paul told Timothy to reflect on the things he was telling him, because God would give him insight into all the things that he was instructing Timothy for. And so the hope definitely is that you'll get some insight today from the Lord. Here's what we're going to cover. Three things. One is the family group as our means of maturing the church and evangelizing the Charlotte region. Number two is to explain and discuss the actual meaning of one heart and mind. Because we can, you know, hear that as, you know, a theme and have all types of thoughts, you know, behind it. But we're going to talk about what it means, what it doesn't mean. And then lastly, we're going to communicate and discuss the actual thinking behind one heart and one mind in order for us to really be successful. And we know as disciples, wherever we are, whatever city we're in, whatever town we're in, our goal is to spread the gospel of Jesus, right? And along the way, serve the poor, impact the community, and really change people's lives because of Jesus and because we were there. Amen. So that's really a lot of what we're going to talk about. Now, throughout the time, we'll have some time for comments, questions, answers, but that'll happen throughout the time that we have our discussion. So let me kind of just go through with you the kind of the order. So momentarily, Phil is going to come up and open us up in prayer and set the stage for us. Then we're going to have a short video. The video will be about 2 minutes, and hopefully it will evoke some type of response and thoughts from you. And so we'll have a short time to just get some of, you know, that feedback. And then right after that, we've got a TED Talk that I'd like you to see, and that'll be about 18 minutes or so. Then we'll have a short little break, get back into it at 10:30, and then Ron will share some things with us concerning House Church Sundays and how we feel house church should actually look across the board. And then Eugenia and Crystal will follow up about how to pull in the youth into those house church Sundays, because some of us have a number of teens, middle schoolers during our house church Sundays, but it's a challenge to know how to pull them in and to really make them feel a part of it, which they need to be, right? If we're going to really win them and so that they can really hear the gospel. And after that, we'll have a longer break. And there's some light refreshments down in the fellowship hall for everybody. Then we'll start back up part three about 11:20 or so. And then we will end about 2:30. Okay? And I'm kidding. You know. Immediate, excuse me? No, we'll end 12:30 or a little before. Amen? So, Phil, if you could, I really can't see. Okay.